A 4,000-foot mountain on the northern edge of Anchorage has a new name, Gold Star Peak. That's thanks to an Army veteran from Eagle River who has been campaigning for the name since last year, driven by an especially tragic day in Iraq. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin has the story.
For years, when he was a soldier based at Fort Richardson and after he retired, Kirk Alkire has climbed a mountain near Eklutna. It's called Mount POWMIA, and it has a flag that he tends to.
We climb it, and we replace the flag every time we go up. The weather that blows off Eklutna Glacier through that valley, if you will, is just it's punishing to the flags.
Mount POWMIA was named in 1999. Alkire says he didn't know when he started climbing the mountain that he would have a deeply personal connection to that ritual.
My last deployment that I did in 2006 and 2007 to Iraq is what kind of changed everything for me.
Four soldiers from Fort Richardson, from his unit, were abducted in a raid of their guarded compound in Karbala, Iraq. The bodies of Jonathan Chisholm, Sean Falter, Jacob Fritz, and Jonathan Milliken were found soon after. Alkire says the four were posthumously awarded the Medal for Prisoners of War.
During that process, the families were presented with those medals, and that was the very turning point for me in climbing that mountain.
They were not the only soldiers from the 425 Brigade Combat Team to die on January 20, 2007. Four others were killed that day by an improvised explosive device. In all, 53 soldiers from the 425 were killed in Iraq over the 15-month deployment. Alkire had 53 stainless steel dog tags made with their names. He says he carries the set with him almost everywhere.
Pretty much. Especially when I'm out on an adventure, if I'm climbing or skiing or whatever I'm doing, adventure-wise, I took them with me to the Grand Canyon. I was just in Arlington in the cemetery visiting some friends, and I took them with me.
Alkire retired as a first sergeant in 2008 and now works as a civilian on Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in the protocol office, handling VIP visits. Alkire says meeting the survivors of deceased soldiers is especially meaningful to him. They're called Gold Star families.
It's therapeutic for me to be able to talk with them and share a climb up the mountain with them. It means the world to me.
About a year and a half ago, on top of Mount POWMIA, it struck him that the peak just to the west should be named in honor of the Gold Star families. So he set out to make that happen. He filed an application with the federal government. He collected signatures and local support. Thursday, he presented his case to the U.S. Board of Geographic Names in Washington, D.C. The board approved it unanimously. Then it was on to the Capitol, where Senator Dan Sullivan honored Alkire and his effort in a speech from the floor of the Senate.
Families who have lost loved ones, who have made the ultimate sacrifice serving their nation, will now be able to look up at Gold Star Peak as they drive up the busy Glen Highway in Alaska, and they will see that 4,000-foot peak soar into the sky.
Gold Star Peak and Mount POWMIA are connected by a ridge and accessed from the same trailhead on Eklutna Lake Road. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.